This is the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast, hosted by Evangelist Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society. This is Mrs. Marika White, the wife of Daniel White III. He has preached the gospel around the world in over 25 countries and across the United States for over 35 years. I have witnessed him doing this over 27 years of marriage. Right now, he's going to help us understand the true meaning of God's great salvation through Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast. This is episode number 62. I am your host, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to explain what it means to be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin through Jesus Christ. This podcast is primarily for non-believers and some new believers, and it will help you understand what it means to be saved from hell and have a home in heaven, as well as the blessings of the abundant Christian life. God made salvation simple. However, down through the years, many people, especially some preachers, and including other Christians, have made the matter of salvation complicated and confusing and convoluted. I know from my own experience in life that many people would trust Christ as Savior, or get saved as we call it, if someone would sit down and share with them straightforwardly from the Holy Bible what it really means to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. That is what I intend to do with this podcast. Let's start out with the Word of God, the Holy Bible, as we should, as the Holy Bible says in Acts 2:21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Allow me to share with you some thoughts on this passage from the Bible Knowledge Commentary by Dr. John F. Walvoord and Dr. Roy B. Zook. This sermon by Peter, located in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 40, has basically one theme: Jesus is the Messiah and Lord. Peter's discourse may be outlined as follows. Number one, this is the fulfillment of prophecy, a defense, B, and explanation. Two, Jesus is the Messiah, A, his works attest that he is the Messiah, B, his resurrection attests that he is the Messiah. And then number three, Jesus, the glorified Messiah, poured forth the Holy Spirit. And number four, application. Today's God's Great Salvation quote is from Andrew Murray, the great prayer warrior. He said, "Salvation comes from a cross and a crucified Christ." Our topic today is salvation, plain and simple, from the fine book, Salvation Crystal Clear, from one of the greatest evangelists and pastors in American history. He never went to seminary, never went to Bible college, yet he was president of a Bible college, one that I even went to. And in my early days, Dr. Curtis Hudson was a mailman, literally, but became a mailman for God and for Jesus after he got saved. and no one made the gospel, very few at least, made the gospel as simple and clear and plain as Dr. Curtis Hudson. Dr. Curtis Hudson, the great pastor of the Forest Hills Baptist Church in Decatur, Georgia, before he died, and also the editor of The Sword of the Lord. This is part two. I think many people are in hell because they did not know how to be saved. That's what he said. Dr. Curtis Hudson said, I think many people are in hell because they did not know how to be saved. The Bible seems to indicate this in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. The Bible says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. These people wanted to go to heaven and offered to God their good works as a claim for heaven. But according to Jesus, they were not saved. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, all 10 thought they were ready to meet the bridegroom and went out to meet him. But when the bridegroom came, 5 found they were not ready. It is possible to be saved and know without a shadow of a doubt that when you die, you will go to heaven. The way of salvation is plain and simple. Our next podcast, on our next podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue this topic, salvation crystal clear. Let's pray. Holy Father God, through the plain and simple preaching of your holy gospel, open the eyes of the blind, unstop deaf ears, and save their souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And for his sake, amen.